But first, in his State of the State address last month, Governor Snyder was crystal clear. Michigan's roads are creaky and old, and they need to be fixed. Just about everyone agrees with that. The big question is how to pay for those badly needed repairs. The governor wants $1.2 billion every year for those road repairs, so he's proposed raising our gas tax and vehicle registration fees. That proposal isn't getting a lot of love, especially among Republicans who aren't fans of much of anything that looks, smells, or sounds like a tax increase. So there are other ideas afoot in Lansing. Let's find out more now as we welcome the Capitol correspondent at Crain's Detroit Business, Chris Gouts. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
And we welcome the Lansing reporter for the Detroit News, Chad Livengood. Hello, Chad.
Hi, thanks for having me, Cynthia.
Good to have you with us. Chris, I'm going to start with you. The governor first proposed additional funding in the form of that gas tax increase and the registration fees when he first took office, and that withered on the vine. What do you think made him think proposing these ideas again would work this time?
Well, I think he's just trying again. We talked with him today, and he said, you know, the point is that even though there seems to be some, you know, reluctance to his ideas in terms of raising the gas tax, and now there's all these other ideas of how to fund the roads. He says the great thing is that there's actually ideas being discussed, and we're not ignoring the problem. So he's going to keep, proposing his plan, which is more of a user fee based system. But he's open to hearing these other ideas as long as the end result is we get around $1.2 billion for roads, which he says is badly needed.
So, Chad, what are some of the ideas that are being floated besides this user fee based system?
Well, the latest idea that's kind of emerged is expanding the sales tax base to include services such as lawn mowing or hair cutting. And the other idea that goes along with that is going to the voters and asking for an increase in the sales tax with the idea of maybe repealing the sales tax on gasoline. That's one of the rubs about gas taxes in Michigan is that we charge a 6% sales tax on every dollar of gasoline. And right now, if you're buying $4 gas, you're paying 24 cents in sales tax on top of 15 cents on diesel or 19 cents a gallon on unleaded gasoline.
Ouch.
And that makes Michigan's overall tax, state taxes on gas, one of the top five in the country, higher than all the neighboring states. And what really irks a lot of voters and motorists is that those 24 cents sales tax that they're paying on $4 gas, hardly any of that is going to roads. It's mostly going to schools, and then some of it goes to municipalities, which sometimes does tend to flow back into local street repairs, but not the way people think that all the gasoline tax they pay is actually going to fix the roads that they tear up.
Well, now let's talk about this service tax, the sales tax on services, because take us back a little. Blink and you missed it. Back in 2007, it emerged with great backlash and quickly repealed. Remind us why all of that happened, because it was kind of a PR disaster, wasn't it?
Yeah, in the middle of the night on October 1st of 2007, our state government was temporarily shut down for a few hours. And to stop that government shutdown, they passed this sales tax on services that hit a lot of strange services that the people hadn't even thought that even knew existed. I mean, baby shoe bronzing and balloonograms and telegrams and escort services.
Tanning salons, I think, were included.
But lawyers and accountants and other people who have voices inside the Capitol Dome, they all got exempted, and it got widely derided, and it never even got implemented. They repealed it almost two months later, and so now the talk is, well, this time it'll be different. You know, this time it'll actually be hitting the entire service industry. If that's the case, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out here, because you start buying high dollar items, and the installation costs starts to get a service tax on top of it. You're talking about appliances and furnaces. This could really jack up the price on a lot of services that people utilize.
Chris, who's pushing for this now?
Well, I don't know that it's I think it's probably being pushed by those who see that the tax man is coming for them, and they would rather see it put on someone else. And so, you know, this idea of the service tax, I think it's just I don't really see it going anywhere. I mean, I think the likelihood that they would actually do a service tax is about as likely as I would be to get my children's baby shoes bronze. I mean, it's just not going to happen. And yesterday, I knew I was going to be on the radio, so of course I went out and got my hair cut because I wanted to look good for the show, and I wanted to ask my barber what he thought of the service tax. And before he could even sit down in the chair, he said, you know, they're trying that service tax thing again. And it's just, you know, these small business owners, they just don't get why, you know, the government keeps coming after them. And, you know, it's incredibly, in a business like that, I mean, how do you... He said he would just eat the cost, because instead of trying to attach a service, you know, a sales tax to each, you know, haircut, he would just have to figure out and hire a bean counter to figure out at the end of the month or the end of the quarter, you know, how much he's going to, you know, have to send to the state. And it's just a giant mess, and it's just more paperwork. And it's just, I really don't see this happening. The only way that it could is that you can make the argument that this is not increasing the tax, it's expanding the base. You know, that's how, I mean, there are still Republicans in Lansing that will say with a straight face that they didn't raise the pension tax. There was already a pension tax, and they just eliminated all the exemptions and just made it for, you know, a pension tax for everyone. So, you know, if it came down to it and they just couldn't find a way to fund the roads through increasing the you know, the gas tax or registration fees, maybe they could do that. But I just really find it hard to believe that that's the route they would go.
I'm speaking with Chris Gouts, who's capital correspondent at Crain's Detroit Business, and Chad Livengood, who's the Lansing reporter for the Detroit News. There's a group of lawmakers out there now, guys, who are saying, hey, when not so fast, do we even need revenue increases for roads? Couldn't we find the money somewhere in the budget? Is this a pretty powerful group in their negotiations, Chad?
It doesn't seem like there's a lot of people out there that still think that there's a lot of money still to be had elsewhere. By all accounts, the Michigan Department of Transportation is a much smaller organization than it was 5-10 years ago. There's a lot of efficiencies been wrung out of that. This legislature a couple years ago passed a law allowing counties to essentially consolidate their road commissions and get rid of what always has been sort of a plum job, a road commissioner, and just make that a department within the county government and subject to a county executive or a county commission's supervision. So that has wrung out some efficiencies in the county system, and so there's not a lot of places to go unless you want to start taking into general fund. I mean, right now, this year, just to keep up with federal matching funds, more than $100 million from the general fund for the first time in any recent memory had to be spent on MDOT just to get the full federal match because the gasoline tax is not keeping up and has continued. It's been on a decline for at least 5 or 6 years, and if not more, and that's mostly because consumption is down. People are driving more fuel-efficient vehicles. They're not driving as much because of the economy, and so we are. That's what they're trying to get at in this whole talk about changing the way we tax gas, so that it can actually increase over time with inflation and with use.
Chris, you've noted tax increases of any kind probably would lose support from the most conservative Republicans and also the most vulnerable Democrats concerned about their next election. So how likely do you think a deal will get done this legislative session?
You know, even though it seems so, you know, incredibly tough to get something, I do somehow, and I can't explain why, but I do think that there will be something done this year. It just seems like people are thinking, at least in the right way, that there is a problem. It's a $1 billion plus problem, and they want to get it done, which are, you know, three things that were not said even as much as a few months ago in the last session. So things seem to be pointing in the right direction, but like you said, it's incredibly tough that there's electoral considerations. You know, when they passed the last gas tax increase in 97, they did it right before the 4th of July weekend, and they kept the lawmakers locked in the Capitol until about 5 in the morning. And there was some talk a week or so ago with Senate Majority Leader Randy Ridgeview, who said that he thinks that a deal will get done by 4th of July. And I don't think he was just sort of being optimistic. I think he understands the political ramifications that if we're going to do this, you have to get it done by then. Because if you let the lawmakers go home for the summer and they hear more and more from their constituents, You know, it just makes it all more tougher. Plus, when you come back, then you start getting into the race for governor and individual Senate races and House races. So if it's going to get done, it's got to get done really fast.
So then they can go home 4th of July and get an earful from everybody who is paying like well over $4 a gallon for gas.
The other thing I think you're going to see, Cynthia, is if they get it done by the 4th of July or mid-June and they get a new revenue stream coming into state government this summer, then next this fall they can actually put it, order up a couple more paving jobs in September and some other road construction. I think you're going to see a big publicity push. Other states that I've actually worked in like Missouri and Delaware, they put up signs along the highway. As promised, we've paved this road. I would not be surprised if Governor Snyder, a guy who likes to tout results and show results, does some similar type of campaign to essentially, you know, tell the people that you're getting something for the additional pain at the pump.
Chris Gouts, Capital Correspondent for Crain's Detroit Business, and Chad Livengood, Lansing reporter for the Detroit News. Great talking with you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.